True Crime New Zealand exists as a record of true events. Special attention is paid to be as respectful as possible to everyone involved, in particular the victims. We at True Crime NZ do not intend disrespect to any victims involved with these crimes. This podcast often deals with confronting and disturbing events and may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Victor Manson Spencer was born on the 1st of November 1896 in Ōtoto, a small farming town in Southland. The first child to Mary and James Spencer III. Growing up in the late 19th century, disease was rife, which brought tragedy to the family. As a toddler, Victor lost a baby brother to enteritis, which is an inflammation of the intestines. Soon after, his mother passed away from tuberculosis, which, among other things, is an infection of the lungs. At the tender age of 10, further heartache would come when Victor lost his father to the dreaded tuberculosis. After this, Victor moved to Bluff, the southernmost town on New Zealand's mainland, to live with his aunt Sarah Gomez and attend school. After finishing school, Victor became an apprentice engineer. This would last until the outbreak of the First World War in 1914. At the beginning of the Great War, Victor was only 17 years old, 3 years away from the minimum age of conscription of 20. Propaganda was used to convince New Zealanders to join the fight in Europe. Posters were printed calling for the British world to pick up arms and join the battle. The war in Europe was spun in such a way to sound exciting and a way of seeing the world, and in a time before television, it was easy to mask the realities and the true horrors of wartime conflict. The posters also claimed it was their duty to enlist, shaming men if they did not. One famous British propaganda poster showed women watching proudly as men marched off to war. It reads, "Women of Britain say go." One of the most famous propaganda posters in New Zealand was of an older male lion standing on a rock surrounded by younger lions. It called on the British colonies of Australia, Canada, India, and New Zealand to enlist now, stating, "The Empire needs men. All answer the call. Helped by the young lions, the old lion defies his foes." Apparently, this propaganda worked, as Victor Spencer first signed up to fight on the 16th of April 1915. Still only 18 years and 5 months old, he lied about his age, saying he was born 2 years earlier so he would meet the minimum age of 20. After enlisting, Victor attended military training at the Trentham Military Camp located in Upper Hutt, Wellington. Victor trained there for at least 4 months. After completing military training, he was assigned to the 1st Battalion Otago Regiment. Victor Spencer set sail to Suez, Egypt with the 1st Battalion Otago Regiment. After landing in Egypt, the battalion was quickly sent off to Gallipoli, Turkey in early November 1915. Victor would have just had his 19th birthday. They were to reinforce the diminished Australian and New Zealand troops, ANZACs, that had lost many lives during the conflict that had launched on the 25th of April 1915. However, the battle had already been lost, and the British government decided later in November to withdraw from the conflict. Victor Spencer and the 1st Battalion Otago Regiment were there for about 6 weeks, and it is unclear if they participated in any battles during that time, as the last offensive push was earlier in August of 1915. In April of the next year, 1916, Victor and the newly formed New Zealand Division were transferred to Armentier, France. Here, the New Zealand Division was given P.H. Hood gas masks and trained in the survival of chemical warfare, practicing gas drills. After this, the men were retrained in trench warfare and eventually pushed to the front lines. During this time, Victor and his fellow comrades launched a series of trench raids in no man's land against the German enemy and were the target of 4 raids on their own trenches. In the early morning hours of the 10th of July 1916, Victor and the 1st Otago Battalion endured heavy enemy bombardment from the German forces. The troops suffered many casualties. Private Victor Spencer was among the wounded, injured by the mortar fire. He was transferred to hospital to be treated for shell shock. Shell shock was a term used to describe soldiers that had ongoing symptoms after being wounded by exploding artillery shells. Symptoms included tinnitus, amnesia, headaches, dizziness, tremors, insomnia, nightmares, depression, anxiety, and a heightened sense of threat. Today we understand shell shock to be a precursor to post-traumatic stress disorder, but during World War I, it was seen as cowardice, and the only way to deal with this cowardice was to get the soldier back to the front lines. Victor Spencer spent 19 days in hospital recovering from his wounds, but the stay didn't deal with his mental anguish. He was returned to his battalion, but immediately deserted his position and went absent without leave, AWOL. 2 weeks later, on the 12th of August 1916, Victor was captured by military police. He was court-martialed for desertion and sentenced to 18 months jail with hard labor. Victor served his jail time. While in prison, Victor turned 20 years old, the minimum age to join the war. As Victor served his time, the New Zealand troops participated in the Battle of the Somme. A battle so bloody, 1.2 million men were either killed or wounded. From the New Zealand division, 6,000 men were wounded and 2,100 lost their lives. One of the 1.2 million men who died was an American poet who fought for the French Foreign Legion. He died during the Battle of the Somme, and a poem about the horror experienced at the conflict was published posthumously, titled, "I Have a Rendezvous with Death." I have a rendezvous with death. At some disputed barricade, when spring comes back with rustling shade and apple blossoms fill the air. I have a rendezvous with death, when spring brings back blue days and fear. It may be he shall take my hand and lead me into his dark land, and close my eyes and quench my breath. It may be I shall pass him still. I have a rendezvous with death. On some scarred slope of battered hill, when spring comes round again this year, and the first meadow flowers appear, God knows 'twere better to be deep, pillowed in silk and scented down, where love throbs out in blissful sleep, pulse nigh to pulse and breath to breath, where hushed awakenings are dear. But I've a rendezvous with death. At midnight in some flaming town, when spring trips north again this year, and I to my pledged word am true, I shall not fail that rendezvous. After serving 9 months of his 18-month sentence, in June 1917, Private Victor Spencer was released. He was returned to his battalion, only to be paraded by his commanding officer as a warning to others who thought of misbehaving, before being sent to the front lines of the Western Front. During this time, the New Zealand Division was working with the British Expeditionary Force to capture the village of Messines. They achieved this by tunneling under the German front lines and placing mines under the enemy's position, neutralizing the German artillery. The mines exploded at 10 past 3 a.m. on the 7th of June 1917. The New Zealand soldiers rushed in, taking out what remained of the German troops in the village. The troops then fought hard to take the village of La Basseville, some 15 kilometers east of Messines. After a prolonged gunfight, the village was taken, although quickly lost and then retaken again for the Allies on the 31st of July 1917. After this, the New Zealand division were to move on to Passchendaele, but Victor Spencer had had enough. He deserted once more. He left on the 13th of August 1917 and found a sympathetic French family in Morbec, a woman and her two children, to hide from military police. This is where he remained for 4.5 months. Then, on the 2nd of January 1918, military police kicked in the door of the property and finally apprehended Victor. He was now 21 years old. Private Private Victor Spencer was tried for desertion. The trial commenced on January 1918. During the trial, Victor wrote a statement explaining his situation. "I left New Zealand with the 6th Reinforcements and served in Gallipoli. When I left New Zealand, I was 18 years old. I came to France with the New Zealand Division in April 1916. While in the trenches in France, I was blown up by a mortar and was in hospital for about a month, suffering from shell shock. Up to this time, I had no crimes against me. Since then, my health has not been good and my nerve has been completely destroyed. I attribute my present position to this fact and to drink." As a character witness for Victor, his superior officer, Captain McWatt, told the court, "The accused was in my platoon. He left with me with the 6th Reinforcements about August 1915. The accused served in Gallipoli until the evacuation. The accused was a good soldier while he was with me. I had no fault with him. In New Zealand, before we left, the accused was recommended for one stripe. Nevertheless, Private Victor Spencer was found guilty of deserting His Majesty's service and was sentenced to death." At 6:45 a.m. on the 24th of February 1918, at the Mouthartsfield punishment camp in Belgium, Victor was blindfolded and marched to the execution post. The army chaplain, Reverend Honi Parata, joined him. Victor uttered quietly, "Are you there, Padre?" "Yes, lad, I'm here," the Reverend spoke back, before beginning to read Victor his last rites. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be..." 12 of Victor's fellow New Zealand soldiers holding rifles lined up in front of Victor. They aimed their weapons pointed at Victor's chest. "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." The commanding officer dropped his hand. "But deliver us from evil." And the 12 men fired. Amen. Twenty-one-year-old Private Victor Manson Spencer died that February morning at dawn. He went down in history as one of 5 New Zealand soldiers executed during World War I for either desertion or mutiny. 4 months later, in May 1918, Victor's aunt Sarah Gomez received a letter from Army Chaplain Reverend Honi Parata. The letter read, "I was with your nephew Victor Spencer during his last earthly hours. You will have heard of his death from the New Zealand authorities, so I need not dwell on that. You will be pleased to know that Victor met his death very bravely and never flinched at the last. He wished me to let you know how sorry he was that he was the meaning of causing you any anxiety with regard to his career as a soldier, and asked me to convey to you his love." It was to seem that Victor Spencer would be forever known as the man from Bluff that was executed for desertion, a family shameful secret. Until the Member of Parliament for Invercargill, Mark Peck, began sponsoring a bill dubbed the Pardon for Soldiers of the Great War Act 2000. Its aim was to remove, so far as practical, the dishonour that the execution of those 5 soldiers brought to those soldiers and their families. The reasoning for the bill was due to a better understanding of shell shock or combat fatigue. As explained in the World War I Centenary website, using a car battery as an analogy, "Shiny and new, the battery runs well, but over time loses charge. A recharge gets the battery operational again, but the charge does not last as long. As this charge-recharge process goes on, eventually the recharging of the battery becomes an academic exercise, as the battery will no longer hold its charge and will need to be disposed of. This is how once brave men can become shivering hulks over the time they endure the trials and tribulations of active combat." The bill passed into law on the 14th of September 2000, pardoning Victor Spencer for the crime he was found guilty of. In 2005, Victor Spencer was posthumously awarded the three service medals, the 1914-1915 Star, awarded to officers and men of British and Imperial forces who served in any theatre of the First World War against the Central European powers during 1914 and 1915, the British War Medal, awarded to officers and men of British and Imperial forces for service in the First World War, and the Victory Medal. Following the pardon, some of Victor's family travelled to Europe with Victor's pardon certificate and portrait to place in the In Flanders Field Museum, a museum dedicated to remembering the futility of war. You will find the final resting spot of Private Victor Spencer at the Hutt Cemetery in Belgium. He lies among over 1,000 other fallen Commonwealth soldiers. If you wander through the New Zealand section, in the third row of white headstones, plot 15B10, you will find a headstone with the inscription 8/2733 Private V.M. Spencer, New Zealand Otago Regiment, 24th February 1918. In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead, short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw, the torch be yours to hold it high, if ye break faith with us who die. We shall not sleep though poppies grow in Flanders fields. A poem by Lieutenant Colonel John McRae. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of our fallen soldiers and all who served in the Great War.